Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding. And check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed, trial subscription. We first start with the top NFL player headlines. Matthew Stafford is on track to start Sunday's game against the Panthers. He will be without DeAndre Swift, Kenny Golladay, and Danny Amendola. Bengals running back Joe Mixon has been placed on the IR. He missed three straight games with a lingering foot injury and now won't play until Week 14 against the Cowboys. In NBA player news, Serge Ibaka signed a two-year contract with the Clippers. The 31-year-old started 27 of 55 games for the Raptors last season and averaged 15 points, 8 rebounds in 27 minutes per game. Elsewhere, Nerlens Noel signed a one-year deal with the Knicks worth $5 million. Brad Wanamaker signed a one-year deal with the Warriors for $2.25 million. Tristan Thompson is joining the Celtics on a two-year, $19 million deal. Carmelo Anthony re-signed with the Blazers, and Rajon Rondo is returning to the Eastern Conference on a two-year, $15 million deal with the Atlanta Hawks. Week 11 is upon us, and we take a look at the game previews in the early window. First, the Bengals visit the football team as 1.5-point underdogs. Joe Burrow has thrown over 300 yards 5 times, but he's been sacked the second most this season. Alex Smith, on the other side, is back with Washington and has posted back-to-back 300-yard games. The total for this game is set at 46.5. Next, the Saints host the Falcons with New Orleans favored by just 5 points. Atlanta is 3-1 under Raheem Morris, and Calvin Ridley is set to rejoin the offense after missing Week 9. Also look for Russell Gage to be an important DFS target on the offensive side. Defensively, the Falcons haven't allowed an opponent to hit 30 points in 5 consecutive games. The total is set at 50.5. Then, the Steelers visit the Jacksonville Jaguars as 10-point favorites. James Conner hasn't surpassed 47 rushing yards since Week 7, but he could be in a good position this week to do so. Rookie Jake Luton for the Jaguars is making his third start. He only tossed 169 yards last week, but that was against the Packers in Green Bay with some bad weather. He threw 304 yards in his last home game. The total is 46.5. The Patriots travel to Houston as 2-point favorites with the total set at 48. New England has won consecutive games and now has a chance at the wild card with a breakout performance from Damian Harris over the Ravens. The Texans have just 2 wins since firing Bill O'Brien, and both of which have come against the Jaguars. They did at least take the Titans to overtime, if that's worth anything. The Eagles go to Cleveland as 3.5-point underdogs with the total set at 47. Even with Travis Fulgham being one of the greatest surprises of 2020, Philly is one of only 3 teams in the league that has yet to score 30 points in a game. Carson Wentz has had as many multi-interception games as multi-touchdown games. The Browns have the better record, but they will be without Myles Garrett on defense. Next, the Lions travel to Carolina to face the Panthers as 1.5-point underdogs. The total is set at 47.5. The Lions are missing a ton of key players, and the Panthers are going to be without Christian McCaffrey. Teddy Bridgewater will see how his ankle feels pregame, but PJ Walker could be in line to start if Bridgewater isn't feeling good. Finally, the Ravens host the Titans as 6.5-point favorites. The Titans haven't scored more than 24 points in their last 4 games, while the defense has given up at least 21 in 3 of the last 5. On the Ravens side, Lamar Jackson hasn't been anywhere near his 2019 pace on both the air and the ground game. Do keep in mind, though, at least their defense is impressive, as they are first place in points per game allowed and 7th in yards per play allowed. For the complete breakdown, check out the Week 11 Matchups article by Eric Segrist on rotowire.com/pod. The NBA fantasy season is just around the corner. Check out RotoWire's NBA draft kit for everything you need. Taking a look at the rookie rankings, LaMelo Ball, Obi Toppin, and Tyrese Haliburton are the top three picks. Each are expected to average over 10 points a game while playing in 65 or more games. If you're really looking at scoring though, Obi Toppin and Anthony Edwards are the guys to target, as they are the only two guys projected to average at least 15 or more points. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.